Next question, we'll start with Jeff. If you give an example of a time you failed and how you handled the situation, or there's another one that said, and what you learned from it. So let's do that. Name a time you failed and what you learned from that.
Wow, that's a lot of, through a lifetime, that's a lot of failures. I don't know if it's related to city council or not. I think the time that I failed playing football in high school, I was just a little skinny guy, about 119 pounds, and they were having to go against the varsity and bash heads with them and try and do things, and I just stood back and didn't participate. And because I stood back and didn't jump in there and get mauled, I was not put on the football team. So that was something I learned from that, is that I've got to be willing to get mauled if I want to participate in certain activities.
I like that, Jeff. That was good, because we do need to step forward in there sometimes if we want to, you know, improve or get better there. You know, I'd say one time that I've failed, obviously lots of times, unfortunately, in my life I've failed, but I look at those failures as a learning experience. Those are times in my life where I've, I guess you could say I've gotten tougher both physically and mentally because of those failures, but it's also been a learning experience. One thing that I would say that comes when it comes to government, I built a shed, and I built it a little more than 200 square feet. Well, that's a failure. Anytime you build a shed in American Fork, I was told, anytime over 200 square feet, you have to get a building permit. So that was a failure for me. I thought, well, it's close enough. It's 208, 212. Well, the rule is 200 square feet, you have to get a building permit. So they shut me down, and I had to go file for a building permit and all that good stuff. But it was certainly a learning experience. 200 square feet, 201, you got to get a building permit if it's over 200 square feet. So that was a failure. It was a learning experience.
So I'm trying to think of a situation that would actually be applicable here, because obviously, yeah, I have a lot of learning experiences in my life. But one thing that I learned from was that I was in charge for the park tax. We have an application, a grant application, and I was in charge of creating that application. And the process that I used for that was I went to different entities throughout the state that had applications, and I kind of picked and choose different things from those applications to create our application. And it ended up being sort of long and sort of gave us the information that we didn't feel like we needed. So the next year I went back and I just did the things that I felt like we needed as a committee to get the information that we needed. And the second time around, I felt like I really did learn from the first one. And it was so much better. And the feedback we got, that it was a lot easier to use. And it was easier for the committee to use, too, because it gave us only the information that we needed.
I think I'll turn the microphone over to my husband. He can tell you all my failures, but we only have a minute. So anyway, I can think of a couple of different times, and I don't want to give too many specifics because they involve other people, but there are times when I have not spoken up to defend someone or to defend an ideal. And I go to bed that night and I can't sleep because I know I haven't, you know, it's a sin of omission because I didn't do what I should have done. It's not that I did anything wrong, but that's a failure also. And what I've learned is go ahead and speak. You know, there's that song, Be Brave. Let the words fall out and do what you should do. I'm not quoting the words right, but speak up for the ideals that you stand for. It's important.